Good morning, it's Channing Hinkle with the Elkin Church of Christ radio program. Thank you so much for joining me today. We're asking the question this week, who am I? Who am I supposed to be in view of eternity? And we asked Monday, am I a follower of Jesus Christ? And we asked yesterday, am I a disciple of Jesus Christ? And today we ask the question, am I a servant? Jesus says in Matthew 23, beginning of verse 8, but you do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, for you are all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Jesus speaking concerning the scribes and the Pharisees, they wanted the prestige of titles to be called rabbi, father, master. But Jesus tells the people and his disciples not to be called these things. But instead he tells them, if you want to be great, then you must be a servant. Now this is counterintuitive to much of society. Society teaches that you must be a great leader, or you must have a great successful career, or you must accomplish some great feat in order to be what the world would consider as great. Yet, let's read in Matthew chapter 20. He says there in the latter part of verse 26, he says, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. If you want to be great, you must serve. If you want to be first, you must serve. Jesus came not to be served, but he came to serve. And he is our great example. Are we better than Jesus Christ? Do we think that, yes, Jesus was great and he was indeed a great servant, and yet somehow we don't think we have to be a servant? Philippians chapter 2, beginning of verse 5, he says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. Here we see that Jesus came down from heaven and he took the form of a bondservant. He walked as a man upon this earth serving others. And that's what we all have to do as well, to take on the form of a servant. In order to be great, we must be great servants, for we are not better than Jesus Christ our Lord. One of the things I think is so hard about being a servant, it's not necessarily the work that we need to do, not the work itself, but it seems the biggest issue and obstacle that we face is simply making the time to help others, taking the time to serve others, making a point to do it. It is so easy just to go on with our lives. I'll take care of me and I'll be fine and dandy. Well, no, not really. We need to stop. Take a moment and think, have we done anything to help someone today? Have we done anything to serve someone today? Or has it really just been all about me? We must serve one another. Galatians 5, verse 13, it says that through love, serve one another. We need to serve one another, and we need to do it with the right attitude, with love. Not because we think, well, I got to do this, I have to do this. But no, but because we love our fellow man and we love our brothers and sisters in Christ especially. But the problem is that we sometimes forget that we are servants. Preachers forget. Teachers forget. Prominent men and women of the congregation forget. People that are thought of as highly intelligent and smart, or maybe they're wealthy. Maybe they hold some office of authority in society. We all can forget that we are all to be servants. Just because you're a board member or you're on the city council or you're a mayor or you're some CEO somewhere, it doesn't make you better than anybody else. It doesn't mean that you don't need to serve others, for we must all serve others. Romans 12, verse 3 says, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. You see, sometimes we tend to think too highly of ourselves and we don't think we should be servants. We think people ought to serve us. That's the wrong attitude. We need to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, as James tells us. Remember that we are all here to serve one another, and in doing so, we are serving God. So ask the question, am I a servant? That's all the time we have for today, but thank you for joining, and I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.